It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hi there, welcome to the show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend. You're welcome to send any questions or comments to me by email through the Hogue Hospital website at hoguehealth.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jack Cox, Chief Quality Officer of Hogue Hospital and an industry expert and, of course, in-demand speaker on the subjects of wellness and medication safety. Welcome, Dr. Cox.
Thank you, Deborah.
First of all, I want to congratulate you and the staff at Hogue for being recognized as one of only 27 hospitals nationwide to win a premier award for quality. That has to be a great feeling to be among the best in the country for providing a top quality environment for both your patients and your staff.
I think it's a testament to our teams, particularly our clinical teams of physicians and nurses who work so hard to make sure that the patients get the outcomes they deserve.
Well, congratulations. It's well earned, and I know that's one of the things you spend every day of your life, are deeply concerned with.
Exactly.
What is patient-centered care?
It's care that really addresses what's important to the patient. If we put ourselves in a patient's shoes, what would we think would be important? Obviously, we have many, many metrics in quality and safety that we measure. We have some that are dictated by the federal government. Mm-hmm. But that's not always the same as asking ourselves, what is the most important for our patient? An example might be one of the measures that we look at is an individual getting an antibiotic within an hour before they have surgery. Mm-hmm. We found that decreases post-operative infections. But realistically, what the patient may be more interested in, aside from the fact that I don't want to get an infection, is how is my joint replacement going to be working 3 months after I get out of the hospital?
Right.
Or what's my pain management, after surgery? So mm-hmm. It really is trying to address those issues that are the most important for our patients.
Well, you've done a fine job and continue to keep up the great work. Also, integrated care is an area of great importance these days. Even if you have, the biggest brains on staff in all your departments, if they don't talk to each other about what a patient might need, it really doesn't do anybody any good.
Exactly.
You have a pretty fine record for integrated medicine there at Hogue. Maybe you could tell us how the departments work together.
Part of it is, obviously, with any clinical condition, you want to make sure that you have dedicated nurses that are knowledgeable about taking care of that condition. You also want to make sure that you have a physician who really is the attending, the captain of the ship, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ways that we have of bringing individuals together is particularly around some the more complex clinical conditions is having a group of physicians who formally meet to go over all the information for a patient to develop what are the therapeutic options for that individual.
Right.
For example, in the major cancer areas, we run what are called tumor boards or cancer boards.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, this is a meeting once a week or once every other week for specific areas like lung cancer or breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That physicians, the medical oncologists, the surgeons, the radiation oncologists all get together. They go over all the information for a particular patient, and then they say, based on this patient's age, this patient's tumor type, mm-hmm. Et cetera, here are the best therapeutic options for this individual. And then the patient's main physician presents back to that patient, here are the options that a team of experts have thought are in your best interest. Which of these would you like us to do?
It's a fantastic thing you're doing. And, for some reason, it seems to be a new idea, rather that, in real life, it would seem kind of obvious that people need to talk. But it's been so segmented for so many years. But so we're glad you're leading the way there. Now, when we first learn that we have an injury or a condition that's going to mean a hospital stay, one of our first thoughts is always, God, I hope I'm safe there. I hope I get caring nurses who really know their stuff and can find the vein when they're inserting the IV and all that stuff. Safety looms very large in our minds. What would you say to someone having this kind of anxiety before entering a hospital?
Obviously, you're absolutely right. And if I tell individuals, if it possible, you know, hospitals are very complex places with very sick individuals there. Mm-hmm. And many of the individuals that come into the hospitals have communicable diseases. It's just very a very complex place to be. So if you have the option, you know, you don't want to stay in a hospital longer than you need to, but there are ways of finding out what a hospital safety record is.
Right.
There are government sites that you can go to, and you might also want to ask some questions, you know, to your nurses or your physicians. Tell me about your falls prevention. You know, as I come out of surgery and I'm still a little groggy,
right,
what are you going to do to make sure that I don't fall down and hurt myself? Medication errors. Tell me a little bit about your safety medication error elimination team.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure that the prescription that a physician that you, you know, your physician writes for you is the actual pill that you get when you need it,
right,
and that it won't interfere with other medications you might be on.
And make sure that prescription is legible, because there have been mistakes.
Absolutely. Electronic medical records, you know, have helped us quite a bit with that, as well as computer physician order entry.
Right.
You might also want to ask about the infection rates. You know, what are the infection rates of your hospital, particularly for those individuals who have had surgery? And those are, you know, all really good questions to ask. And then something that you and I had talked about earlier, having an advocate in the hospital with you.
Right.
To ask those questions when you're too groggy or too sleepy or you're too ill to ask them. You want to make sure that you have a family member or friend who can be your advocate and listen to the instructions and also ask the questions.
And write things down, too, because you can't be expected to remember everything when you're in an emotional state or a drug state. And even the person who's your advocate is also fairly emotional.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, so write it down. Keep lists. Keep a list of your medications with you at all times. Efficiency is a word I want to talk about a little bit. It sometimes comes with a negative connotation. You're in charge of a lot of efficiency at Hoge. Tell us your definition of hospital efficiency and why it's important to everyone, patients and doctors and nurses alike.
Efficiency comes in many different areas, of course, but if you boil it down, it's making sure that you give the right treatment or the right service or the right drug to the right patient at the right time,
mm-hmm,
at the right dose, in the right context. So efficiency means that we are paying attention to the resources that we have available, that we are operating in such a way that patients get what they need when they need it, not an hour delay.
Right.
Now, anybody that's ever gone to a hospital and had to wait for 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 hours in an emergency room understands that efficiency plays a big part of that. It's the ability to get to number one, to triage patients who are more ill,
right,
get them in to see a physician, and then once the tests are done, get them out of the emergency room and into the bed or back home where they belong.
I just have to say, you have a big job.
Fortunately, I have some very, very bright people, and my job really is more coaching. We have some absolute stars in our physicians and nurses and other clinical leaders. So it's just my job is mostly of coaching them and helping them understand where there are opportunities to improve.
My father was also a physician, and he became chief of staff a couple of times, and he said when he was doing all the administrative work, he really missed his patients. Your comment?
I very much miss direct patient contact. I do travel up on the floors occasionally to see patients, but more importantly, I think that it's important for clinicians to get involved in the administration of medicine. I think that Dr. Afable, our CEO, Rick Martin, our chief nursing officer, who is also a nurse, Rick Afable is a physician. I'm a physician. I think it's important to have clinicians in positions of administrative authority because we work well and we understand. I have a picture of a patient that I took care of when I was a residency director on my wall, and I look at it every day, and it reminds me why I'm doing this job.
On behalf of everybody who's been a patient at Hoge, we thank you for that, never, ever losing the personal touch, even amidst the sea of administrative duties. Do you have a final thought on any matter today?
you know, we talked a little bit, a number of areas, but I think that when it comes to quality and safety, it really is a partnership. It's a partnership with the hospital. It's a partnership with the physicians and nurses who are delivering the care. But the patient, the individual that's going for that care, has to be an equal partner. Ask the questions. You are the expert of yourself, your medical conditions, and the medications you take. It's important that you transfer that information to the individuals who seek to take care of you.
You're the boss. Thank you so much, Dr. Cox. A total pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Deborah, for having me.
We're talking about quality and safety you deserve when you visit the hospital. You can download this show anytime onto your iPhones, your Shuffles, and iPods, and give this valuable information to your friends via podcast so they can listen to it whenever they have time. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and please stay tuned. There's much more to come.